Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The latest on lean, fine textured beef. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
There's a bunch of casualties from the pink slime mess that's being created by some national media folks, primarily ABC Television News. BPI, or Beef Products Incorporated, has suspended operations at plants in Amarillo, Texas, Garden City, Kansas, and also Waterloo, Iowa, as a result of backlash over their lean, finely textured beef, what has been called in the media as pink slime. A total of 600 employees will be affected at the plants after several retail outlets all across the country have announced they won't use the product in their ground beef production. It's estimated that an additional 1.5 million head of cattle must be slaughtered annually to make up the shortfall. Beef industry official Nancy Degner says that there's no replacement for this lean beef product.
It is safe. It has been approved by USDA and the Food Safety Inspection Service, which oversees meat. We've had it in our ground beef for over 20 years. It is safe. It is approved. And so if we were to not use that product, there is going to be less ground beef available in the U.S. because we have less cattle. We have fewer cattle numbers, some of the lowest numbers we've had since the 1950s. So there will be less, and what that does to prices, if there's less product, if demand is there, the price will go up.
This whole situation seemingly has spun out of control. Nancy Degner says the use of ammonia and hydroxide gas, one of the issues. It's totally, totally misrepresented. This is a treatment to kill bacteria, a food safety issue. It's not the same ammonia used for household cleaning. And the slang term pink slime, given to the nearly 100% lean beef product, has led to the unnecessary consumer backlash.
It came from a USDA employee who was involved with the approval process or something, and for some reason was disgruntled and was not happy about the process. I understand there are a couple of them that are no longer there. And somewhere several years ago, they termed it, I'm not even going to say the word. We all have heard the word. But then we have had some, I call them entertainers on the Food Channel or whatever you call them, talking about improving your diet and things like that, and have gone out and showed totally 100% misleading information and visuals on how it's made.
BPI for now keeping their plant open in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, hoping to develop a strategy to rebuild business and address misconceptions about this product, which is a safe, wholesome product that USDA has approved for many, many years. Quite a tragedy in that we're already in a tight beef supply situation. This exacerbates it even more. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, March 31st, don't miss the Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale. Now, the sale begins at 1 p.m. at the fairgrounds, Duncan, Oklahoma. Selling 41 lots, including fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, cow-calf pairs, and embryos. For more information and sale catalog, just go online to shorthorncountry.net. That's shorthorncountry.net. The Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale, March 31st, at the fairgrounds in Duncan, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.